English for Student Pharmacists 2. In accordance with the revised Model Core Curriculum for Pharmaceutical Education. Unit 1. Patient-centered communication in pharmacy practice. Reading. In order to meet their professional responsibilities, pharmacists have become more patient-centered in their provision of pharmaceutical care. Pharmacists have the potential to contribute even more to improved patient care through efforts to reduce medication errors and improve the use of medications by patients. Using effective communication skills is essential in the provision of patient care. Why is patient-centered communication so crucial to a professional practice? Consider the following. A 36-year-old man was prescribed a fentanyl patch to treat pain resulting from a back injury. He was not informed that heat could make the patch unsafe to use. He fell asleep with a heating pad and died. The level of fentanyl in his bloodstream was found to be 100 times the level it should have been. Fallick, 2006. A patient prescribed Normodyne for hypertension, HTN, was dispensed Norpromin. She experienced numerous side effects, including blurred vision and hand tremors. Since she knew that she was supposed to be taking the medication to treat HTN, even minimal communication between the pharmacist and patient about the therapy would have prevented this medication error. ISMP, 2004. An 83-year-old patient was given Cardizem CD, sustained-release diltiazem capsules, for blood pressure control. Because the capsule was too large to swallow, the patient chewed the medication. As a result, her pulse slowed twice to low levels, and the family contacted the pharmacist for advice. Upon learning that she was chewing the medication, the pharmacist suggested that the physician substitute immediate-release diltiazem tablets, which are easier to swallow. The prescription was changed and the patient did well for several months. Months later, the patient returned to her physician for a checkup. She was again put on Cardizem CD. She again began chewing the larger capsules. She became progressively weaker and died 3 weeks later. ISMP, 2010. A study by Weingart et al., 2005, found that while 27% of patients experienced symptoms they attributed to a new prescription, many of these symptoms, 31%, were not reported to the prescribing physician. The first author reported in a news release that, for every symptom that patients experienced but failed to report, 1 in 5 resulted in an adverse drug event that could have been prevented or made less severe. Author's speculation on why patients fail to report symptoms focused on healthcare providers who do not inquire about problems with drug therapy and patients who dismiss the seriousness of side effects or do not want to be seen as complaining to physicians about treatments prescribed for them. Pharmacists are accepting increased responsibility in assuring that patients avoid adverse effects of medications and reach desired outcomes from their therapies. The changing role of the pharmacist requires practitioners to switch from a medication-centered or task-centered practice to patient-centered care. As revealed in the situations described above, it is not enough for pharmacists and their staffs to simply provide medication in the most efficient and safest manner, i.e., focus on systems of drug order fulfillment. Pharmacists must participate in activities that enhance patient adherence and the wise use of medication, i.e., focus on patient-centered elements including patient understanding and actual medication-taking behaviors. Patient-centered care depends on your ability to develop trusting relationships with patients, to engage in an open exchange of information, to involve patients in the decision-making process regarding treatment, and to help patients reach therapeutic goals that are understood and endorsed by patients as well as by healthcare providers. Effective communication is central to meeting these patient care responsibilities in the practice of pharmacy. Listening and speaking. Listen to the following conversation and fill in the blanks based on the Japanese. In a seminar room.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to my seminar. This is a private one, so I'm afraid you will not receive credit, but I'm sure you will learn a lot and have a good time.
I think your seminar is always interesting.
Thank you, Shunsuke. Oh, by the way, he is a fifth-year student and has been attending the seminar for the past 4 years.
Wow! I am Marina and am a freshman. My dream is to become a hospital pharmacist. Nice to meet you.
Hi, my name is Masayuki and I am in my third year. Last year I attended Professor Miller's regular English class. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Yuria. I'm a fourth-year student from Okinawa. I've been a member of this seminar since last year.
Well, everybody, do you have any topics you'd like to talk about for the seminar?
I'd love to learn more about pharmacy education in Asia.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind.